If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we are talking about sewage overflows, a new WPR analysis of state data. Intense rains due to the changing climate is making it more difficult for communities to keep untreated sewage and stormwater out of waterways. In 2018, Wisconsin saw its most overflow events since 2010, and in the Milwaukee area, about 1 billion gallons of wastewater flowed into or near Lake Michigan. That's enough to fill more than 20 million bathtubs. So has your community experienced a sewage spill in recent years? What can you tell us about it? Have you ever felt sick after swimming? Join in 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is a reporter at WPR's Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Kate.
You reviewed a lot of state data. What happened in 2018?
Yeah, in 2018, it was just one of the wettest years on record in Wisconsin. It was the third wettest year ever recorded since going back to 1895. And that really caused a spike in overflows across the state.
So was the problem big storms all at once overwhelming the systems, or was it spread out through the entire year?
For the most part, it's these storms that are growing increasingly intense that are causing the issue, although a lot of systems across the state are aging. And so as we're seeing these storms more frequently, then it's more likely that issues can arise with them.
Where did these sewage spills generally happen?
They happened all across the state, and they can happen for a variety of reasons, like an equipment failure or some sort of blockage, and also during heavy rains. And the data showed that many of the sewer overflows that happened are related to these severe storms.
Did the spill put people in harm's way? Did it harm people?
Well, they do have the potential to negatively affect people's health or just generally disrupt, you know, their plans to, you know, hit the beach, for example, during the summer. Milwaukee, for example, does water quality tracking at three city beaches, and they typically will close a beach for 3 days following a combined sewer overflow, which I should say is different from a regular sewer overflow. And I can explain that more if you like.
Yeah. What's a regular sewer overflow?
Well, like most cities have a separate sanitary sewer system, which means they only handle sewage. But for Milwaukee, it's one of two cities in the state where they collect stormwater and sewage through a combined sewer system. So when these kind of severe storms occur, it can really overwhelm the system.
Because it's all going into one place, one system.
Right.
Let's take a call now. Mary Kay is with us in Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay.
I have two questions. To better enforce the Clean Water Act, what that lady was talking about, I'm sorry, I didn't catch her name. I just got a...
It's Danielle Kading, right. So you want to address the Clean Water Act and...
Yeah, but I would like to say something about it.
Sure.
What she said is true. They need to annex the city stormwater sewage into whatever, the regular clean, you know, drinking water place where they filter it, okay? But my question is this. We need to better enforce the Clean Water Act by having wells getting annexed in, private wells getting annexed into city water systems with copper piping. We also need to small crafts, those things that are like skidoos and snowmobiles, they need to better permit them things.
Mary Kay, thanks so much. Danielle, how are communities addressing this and changing their systems?
Yeah, well, for communities that are, a lot of them are really dealing with aging infrastructure. And so that's a problem because they're tending to see more water get into their systems as they get older because the pipes crack and there's problems with water flowing in. But they also see problems with homeowners that have their storm drains or downspouts that shouldn't be connected to the sewer system, but they are. So, you know, the caller who suggests hooking up more systems to the city sewer system, that could be potentially a problem if they're hooking up their storm drains, which shouldn't happen. You know, those should be disconnected from the system because that's part of Ashland's problem. For example, up here in northern Wisconsin, they have people who are connected, have their storm drains connected to the system, and that's just sending even more water into the system, which can overwhelm it.
Yeah, we're talking about a statewide surge in sewage overflows with Danielle Kading. She's looked at state data, done the analysis, and she's WPR's reporter in Superior. You can join in. Have sewage overflows affected your community? What was that like? 800-642-1234. Danny, you did zoom in a couple places for your reporting, Milwaukee, and you just mentioned Ashland. What happened with sewage overflows in Ashland in particular in 2018?
Yeah, Ashland saw record-breaking rains over Father's Day weekend that year, and it sent 15 million gallons that overflowed into Lake Superior because they just had lots of rain over the course of 3 days.
How is this affecting our Great Lakes, these sewage overflows?
Well, I mean, we're seeing more sewage ending up in the Great Lakes, ending up in surrounding waterways across the state as we're seeing these more frequent, intense storms. And so, you know, there's been a push by these systems, by state and local leaders to get more investment in these systems to prevent some of these overflows from occurring.
Did you see a difference in how Ashland responded to its spike in sewage spills versus a large city like Milwaukee?
I would say that there are differences in the cases, mostly because, you know, Ashland is a city of about 8,000 people, whereas Milwaukee is a huge metropolitan area, serves, you know, their sewerage district serves more than 1 million people and has more than 24 communities that it serves. So Milwaukee, just by the essence of being a very large city, has much more volume of sewage that it has to handle. But as far as the tactic, Milwaukee also has more resources than a smaller community like Ashland. But still, both communities are struggling with the amount of money that is necessary to make an investment, whether it's through gray infrastructure, like making repairs to these systems, or investing in green infrastructure to keep water from entering it in the first place. There's really a cry from these cities to get more investment at the federal level to help help keep water clean.
Last year was a really wet year in Wisconsin again. Do you know if the state experienced a lot of sewage overflows last year?
In 2019, yeah, it was the wettest year for Wisconsin ever. And they saw more than 350 million gallons of sewage that overflowed statewide. That's for most of the communities across the state. And then Milwaukee saw more than 500 million gallons of sewage overflow, but at the same time, they were treating a record amount of water and sewage entering their system. So it just kind of shows the challenge, you know, after all of the investments that they've made in their system to try and keep sewage out of Lake Michigan, that they're still struggling as we see these wetter conditions across the state.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier at the top, aging infrastructure is a huge concern around the state and even straight across the country. Are you seeing any efforts underway to really update systems to prevent spills in the future?
Well, cities and states are trying to handle this as they have funding that's available to do so. They're able to tackle this through loans, through bonding, and really it's state and local governments that foot the majority of the bill. Federal investment is a minor part of that, and that's why they're asking for more federal funding as part of this. And House Democrats did introduce a $760 billion infrastructure plan yesterday that would focus more on climate resilience and climate change. So I guess it kind of remains to be seen what will happen with that and whether or not they can work across the aisle with Republicans to find an infrastructure plan that works.
Let's squeeze in a call here. Brennan in Milwaukee. Hi, Brennan.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Very quickly.
I was just going to say, a couple years ago, there was an incredible rain event where all the streets are flooded in Milwaukee. And I think that one of the solutions is more permeable services, rain gardens, native plants being planted in people's yards. And I was wondering if in that infrastructure plan, is there any talk about having more native gardens, or the MMSD purchasing more land so that less water is coming down into Milwaukee?
Brennan, thanks. Are there any plans like that to look more at the environment and less runoff, Danny?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District has a plan to catch the first half inch of rain that falls, or 740 million gallons of water, so that they can keep it out of the sewer system. And they're doing that by some of the suggestions that he made through rain gardens, impervious surfaces or impermeable surfaces, buying out land in floodplain areas, making changes so that we can hold more water back and prevent it from getting in the system.
Danny, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a reporter at our bureau in Superior. Coming up, the chief medical officer from Wisconsin's health department joins us to discuss coronavirus. Your questions along the way on the outbreak, 800-642-1234. We'll be back with the state's chief medical officer after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.